We're holding on Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. We're holding Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis at the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Mishnah Nodah B'Noz. So again, we started the parak by talking about Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel as far as the matter of Hekdesh Taurus. And we discussed in the Gemara, oh, what kind of Taurus are we talking about? Is it that the person actually made a mistake? He meant to say that this particular animal or coin or what have you should be Hekdesh, and really it turned out that it was a different one. Or is it that... Or we were talking about maybe the Taurus was that he said something that could be, that could have a double meaning. Anyway, the basic topic of the parak, though, is the concept of Hekdesh or Nezirus of Taurus. So therefore, the mission now continues on that topic. Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Mishan Nodah B'Nazir. There's somebody who made a neder of Nezirus. Mishan L'Chacham. He asked the Chacham, the Osrei, and the Chacham answered him, meaning the Chacham told him, this statement that you made of Nezirus is indeed a valid neder of Nezirus. Then he has to count from when he... He has to count from when he made the neder. What exactly that means, we'll discuss in the Gemara. The one point is, though, given that Beis Shammai seems to agree to this, because they're not arguing with it, and we said before that Beis Shammai says that you can't be shoyel, you can't be matir neder on an actual neder of Nezirus, then when we say here, initial l'chacham v'osroi, it can't mean that he regrets his neder and now comes to the chacham and says, I regret it, can you find me a pesach or charot or what have you. According to Beis Shammai, that doesn't work in the first place. Rather, it has to mean that the person said one of these l'shoynis that we had earlier in the Masechta that could conceivably make him a nazir, and he asks the chacham and the chacham tells him, yes, indeed, that constitutes a valid neder of Nezirus.
Nishal means at the time he's asking,
at
the time he gets an answer.
So Nishal means he asked the Chacham this that I said. I said a hey, for example, or a hey, Harim Masalka, Harim Machalka, whatever all the shoinas that we had over there. Does that actually make me a Nazir? And the Chacham tells him, yes, it does. Now, so what may have happened, and this is what we're going to talk about in the Gemara, between when he made this declaration and when he asked the Chacham, he may have been under the impression that he wasn't a Nazir. Therefore, he may well have been drinking wine, if he was a metabolic mess, there's no question he has to start it over again, we'll talk about that. If he cuts his hair also, we'll talk about in a later parak that he has to count 30 full days in Nezirus anyhow, because you can't do a tiglach of powder less than 30 days. But if he drank wine, is what the Mishnah is talking about, Moina Mishosh and Nadir. He counts from when he made the neder. Now, what does that mean? It makes it sound as though, for example, he made the neder to begin with on Rosh Hashanah. He first goes and asks the Chacham 2 weeks later, Sukkot. Machatchilah was a Nezirus for only 30 days. It sounds like the fact that he was drinking wine during those 2 weeks doesn't matter, and he can still just count another 2 weeks and be considered he can bring his karbanos at the end. Whether that's what the Mishnah means, we'll talk about in the Gemara. That's
to be making. It's saying that it's from the time he questioned the Chacham.
No, the Moed Mishash and Nadar sounds like from when he originally made the Nadar. So we'll talk about it in the Gemara. Wait, yeah. Now, how about Nishal L'Chacham B'Hitir? What if, on the other hand, he asked the Chacham and the Chacham was Matir him? And again, the scenario would be, again, according to Beis Hillel, it could be any kind of case where the Chacham is Matir him, whether it's regular Taurus and Zarin, or whether it's telling him he wasn't a Nazir in the first place. According to Beis Shammai, it would have to be the Chacham that's telling him that you weren't a Nazir in the first place. Now, what if he had an animal that was already set aside for the carbon? We learned this already in the Gemara before. Case of a tzira be'eder, that animal can now go back to the pasture. Nothing happens there. It has no kedusha at all. Omra b'shimul b'shamay. So now b'shimul says to b'shamay, nu, iyat amodim azeshu hekdesh tos, shetase of a tzira be'eder, nu, don't you agree then that there is a perfect case of hekdesh tos? He thought he was a nazir. Turns out he's not. And you're telling me the animal has no kedusha. By the same logic, how are you telling me that in other places that Hekdesh Taurus, by that same logic which you yourself agreed to, you should say that everywhere Hekdesh Taurus is not Hekdesh?
Or the other way. It's either no Hekdesh or Hekdesh for everything.
No, we started the parak by saying that according to this Shammai, Hekdesh Taurus is Hekdesh. You meant to be Makdesh the black ox, and instead it turns out the white ox walked out first. According to Abaya's explanation in the Gemara anyway, it comes out it was a real toast. You thought the black one came out first, and it turns out the white one came out first. Okay, according to Rapapa's explanation, it's not a toast, a different thing, but whatever. He still agrees that Shammai does hold that Hekdesh Taurus is Hekdesh. Here you have a case of toast, because the person thought that he was a Nazir. It turns out he's not. And even Beit Shammai agrees the animal has no kedusha. So why in other cases of Torah, Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel is telling Beit Shammai, why are you saying in other cases, is it kedush?
Why can't you say here he had a suffix?
What does one have to do with the other? He had a suffix, but it turns out that it was a Torah. No, if anything, a suffix. We learned in the previous parak, we talked about this the other day, that when a woman makes a neder of nezirus and her husband cancels it, or a boy has a neder, a boy was made to take a neder nezirus by his father, and then he or his kroivim are moicha, we say that the animals have to go to the chatos tamos, the oila and the shlomim are brought. Here we're saying taste of a tzira behavior, because meaning they have even less kedusha than that. And we talked about that in terms of discussions over here, the reasons for the difference. Either because in the case of the husband and wife, Megas Gaiyas, the neder is not dissolved to begin with, but it's only cut off from now and onward. Or even if you say Miyakar Akar, there's still a difference. First of all, you could argue that according to the Balazar Akapar, there's a reason to have to bring a Chathas, and therefore it has some residual Kedusha, whereas according to the Chachamim, there's not. Or you could say that the difference is there the Neder was Chal for a while, here it was never Chal at all because it turns out that it was all under a mistake. So it's not a matter of Sufik or not, it's a matter of, ultimately, there was a Tos. So Tos. He thought that he was. No, that's the thing. According to Beit Shammai, there's no Pesach and no Charoset because you can't be Matur Nezirus on those grounds. According to Beit Shammai, it has to be he thought he was a Nazir and it turns out he was not, which is exactly like the case.
So
like
the Mishnah,
it has to be because since Beit Shammai holds that because they hold that Hekdesh Torah is Hekdesh. Yeah. So therefore, they can't hold that it means real Atzeres Nedarim. Yeah.
So we discussed the position of
Beit Shammai. Yeah. So Beit Shammai says to them, here you have an example of Hekdesh Tos, which is definitely not Hekdesh, even according to you. So why are you telling me that in all other cases you do hold a Hekdesh Tos? And Beit Shammai, so Beit Shammai answers them. Now, the Gemara is going to discuss, but actually maybe Beit Shammai could have a different reason to answer Beit Shammai also. But for the time being, we're leaving that aside. For now, Beit Shammai says to Beit Shammai, you know what? Fine. Leave that aside. You can argue this is a special case. Let me bring you a different example, though, of a Torah that does make something hektish. And you'll see from that, there is a concept of hektish Torah. Suppose you have, in the case of Maisa Behema, how do you do it? You have a gate in the pen. You put all the animals in a pen. You open up the gate. They go through single file. You count them. Once you reach number 10, you mark it. You hit it with a stick with red paint on it, and then all the ones that have red paint on them afterwards are Maisa Behema. And you're counting them verbally as they're going, 1, 2, 3, etc. Now what happens? You come to the 9th one, and by mistake, you count it as number 10. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. Then you realize, wait a minute, what am I saying? 10. I didn't do 9 yet. But then you count the 10th one, the next one that goes out, which is really number 10, you count as 9. You figure you'll fix it up that way. Okay, so I'll do 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 9, and then I'll continue with 11. Then the 11th one walks out, and you forget that you just did that, and you say, okay, well, 9 after 9 comes 10. So you count the 11th one as 10. And the Alphabet gives this in Quintus Achron as an example of like a mistake in halacha realistically. This is the thing ever going to happen in real life, but it's all part of Chochmas of the Son of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. We have to understand why are there these details in halacha that may never even happen. But yeah. Okay. Nevertheless, the halacha is Mikashu Makodesh. All three of them have a certain degree of Kedusha. I think the Mishnah in Pachoros discusses what exactly happened to all three of them. Not all three of them are brought as Maisa Behema. One of them is brought as Maisa, one of them is brought as Shlomim, the other one becomes a Tzmura, basically. There you have an example of Hekdesh Tos. He thought the 9th one was number 10. He thought the 11th one was number 10. And he thought the 10th one was number 9. Basically, what it is the 10th one, the rule is, without getting too much in detail into it, the rule is Asiri Me'el of Kaddish. The 10th one is Kaddish, no matter what you called it. The 9th and the 11th, as Beit Shammai is going to explain, and as the Gemara is going to explain, is it's halacha Moshe Mitzinai. That the 9th, of, actually, it's not halacha Moshe Mitzinai, it's based on a limud from a pasuk. That the 9th and the 11th are able to become kaddish if you count them as number 10.
Because of the mistake, or?
We'll discuss in the Gemara, actually, whether it's a mistake or even if you did it purposely. I mean, there's more rules to it than that, which we'll learn in Bechardus a few years from now. I mean, one, for example, is if you call the 10th one 10, then it doesn't matter what you call the 11th one. Even if you repeat the number 10, nothing happens. It's only in the scenario in our Mishnah where the 9th and the 11th were counted, both of them, each of them was counted as with the number 10 and the real tenth was counted with a different number, with number 9, only then do all three of them become Kaddish. Be that as it may, you have a case of Hekdesh Tos there. So then Hekdesh Tos is Hekdesh. Amr Lahem B'Tzilul, so B'Tzilul says to them, but what's the proof from that? Lo Yashevet Kidshoy. What are you talking about? Over there it's not, you think that it's the stick, the marking it with the red paint that makes them Kaddish, the ninth or the 11th one? Think of it this way. What if he would, by the same token, what if he would have mistakenly count the 8th one or the 12th one as number 10 and mark it with a stick? Shema Asa Klum, does that count for anything? No. In other words, it's not across the board that Hekdesh Torah is Hekdesh. There's a special rule in this case, Ela Kashiv, Kasiv, Shekiddish, Asiri, the Pasuk that says that the Asiri is Kiddish, who Kiddish Hashivet Achadasa, that same Pasuk we derive from it, that the ninth of the 11th one can be Kiddish also if you mistakenly counted them as 10. So it's not a general kind of rule that Hekdesh Torah is Hekdesh. In this specific case, we have a Xeris Akasiv that tells us that they can be. But normally, Hekdesh Torah is not Hekdesh.
You are, it's an exception to the rule.
It's an exception to the rule, right. In the case, by the way, in the first case of the Mishnah, the real reason Bishama would say why it's not the same thing, why it's not Hekdesh Tos, is because there, I mean, Tosfos says it's the equivalent of, let's say, imagine you have a person who thinks that he's Chayav Chatos and says, I designate this animal for a Chatos, and then it turns out he's not Chayav Chatos. Of course, then nothing happens to the animal. You can't voluntarily designate a Chatos. Here, it's the same kind of thing. He thought he was a Nazir, it turns out he wasn't. So the animal have no kedusha in the first place. That's not a case of Hekdesh Tos. Hekdesh Tos, according to Mishama, would be where you have the capability of declaring the thing Kodesh, and instead you declared something else Kodesh. You have the capability of declaring either the white or the black ox to be Hekdesh, and by mistake you thought the black one walked out first, and you said that, and it turned out it was the white one. Or you know, in the case of declaring, you said that six people who declare themselves Nazirim, that we'll talk about in the next Mishnah, etc. But not a case like this, where you b'chlal don't have that capability. Says, Mani Masnissin, who is our Mishnah like? The first part of our Mishnah that says that the person, when he goes to the Chacham with a neder of Nazirus, the Chacham tells him, you are in fact a Nazir. Meanwhile, he's been drinking wine. We say, Moine Mishash and Nader, that he counts from when he made the neder, which makes it sound like he doesn't lose anything because he was drinking wine during those days. Mani Masnissin, so who is our Mishnah like? Lo Rabbi Yossi v'lo Rabbanan. Our Mishnah seems to be neither like Rabbi Yossi nor like the Rabbanan. Titania, Misha Nader over al Nazirus. So if somebody made a neder and then during that time he was over on his Nazirus, and again, it has to be specifically, when we say over on his Nazirus, it has to specifically be with grape products. Because Tumah will make him have to start over again, no question about that. And cutting his hair, at the very least, is going to have to make him do 30 days of hair growth in order to be able to shave. In this Kokin Lo, the Braita says, the Tanakhama says, the Beistin doesn't bother with him, it's Beistin or the Kohenim. The Beistin doesn't deal with him as far as being Matir his Neder, and the Kohenim don't deal with him as far as bringing his Karbonus. Eliam Kain, Moina Behen Isser, Kiyamim Shinar Behen Heter, unless he counts an equal number of days in Isser equal to the days that he was Noeg Heter. So, for example, he made a Mizirus of 100 days. 60 of them actually is the example that Tosfos gives. 60 of them, let's say, he was drinking wine, and now he goes and asks the Chacham, and the Chacham tells him, after all, you were in Nazir all this time, you shouldn't have been drinking wine the last 60 days. We make him, he'll have the remaining 40 days, and then he has to count an extra 60 days. So he'll be, from the beginning to the end, will be a total of 160 days. Rabbi Yossi, I mean, Ayah Shloshim Yem. Rabbi Yossi says it's enough for him to do 30 days.
We don't say that the 100 days have to be in one shot. They can be
no, the 100 days are in one shot. That's the thing. What you have is there were 60 days when he didn't know that he was a Nazir and therefore was drinking wine. 40 days after he asked the Chacham when he knew that he's a Nazir. At that point, it's 100 days since his original Nazirus. But we're saying that's not good enough. You need another 60 days beyond that, contiguous with the 40 days. And only then, once you've had 100 contiguous days after you ask the Chacham and stop drinking wine, only then can you bring your Karbanos. So, Irabanon Kashi Nazirus Mu'at. That's Irabiesi, Kashi Nazirus Mu'at. So the Girsa we have here in the Gemara is according to Rashi. Tosfos and Midrash have the Girsa the other way around, that according to the Rabbanon, the question from our Mishnah is from the case of Nazirus Mu'at, because what are the Chachamim saying that you need? Kiyomim Shenag Ben Heter, he needs to do a full amount equal to the amount of time that he was Noyag Heter. which would mean, in other words, in our scenario, he needs 100 full days. You're saying Moina Mishar Shanadar. 100 new? Well, right. And we're saying in the Mishnah, Moina Mishar Shanadar, that he counts from when he made the Nedar, which sounds like he doesn't need the extra 60 days. All he needs is the 40, and he's done. And according to Rabbi Yossi, the question would be from Nezirus Mu'etes. That Rabbi Yossi says you always need 30 days. Fine, but if your Nezirus was exactly 30 days, then what do you mean? Again, Moina Mishar Shanadar means you only have to finish out your original 30 days. You don't need anything extra. According to Rabbi Yossi, you're always going to need enough extra to make 30 full days of not drinking wine. So the point is, either way, the Lashon of the Mishnah doesn't work out. Let's put it in terms of dates. The person makes the Neder Rosh Hashanah. Makes the Neder Rosh Hashanah for 100 days, which is going to run until Asar B'Tevet. He drinks wine for the first 40 days. He finally wakes up Yud Cheshvan 40 days into the Nezirus and realizes, hey, you know, I should find out if I'm a Nazir or not. The Chacham tells him you are. According to the Chachamim, you're telling me that, according to the Chachamim now, he has, at this, sorry, 60 days, rather, he wakes up Rosh Chodesh Kislev. He attends the Rosh Chodesh Kislev for bringing, and he realizes, you know, I need to check out where I'm holding an Avodah. Yeah. So he goes... He goes and asks, the Chacham tells him, yes, you've been a Nazir all this time. But now what he has to do is he has the 40 days till Asar B'Tevet, he needs another 60 days beyond that until Yud Adar, and then finally he can finally bring his Chavanas and now he can drink wine for Purim. According to the Rabbi Yossi, we don't make him do a full 60 days, we make him do 30 days from Asar B'Tevet until Yud Shvat. But now he can drink wine whether Yud Shvat for bringing.
By the way, my face is not...
I know. I'm aware of that, right. But now he can drink wine by the Yotrafa bringing if he wants to. Anyway, the Mishnah is saying, Moina Mishal Shanadar, which makes it sound like all he has to do is just continue counting until he reaches the original time they made the Neder for. He made the Neder only until Asar B'Tevet. Sounds like that's it. He doesn't have to make up anything. So according to the Rabbanan, the question is actually from Nezirus Merubah. If it was a long Nezirus, that you're making him make up the whole thing, and according to Rabbi Yossi, a short Nezirus. So again, Rashi has the gears to the other way around, because Rashi seems to understand that the Gemara already knows at this point that Moina Mishar Shanadar means he has to make up something. It seems that that's how Rashi learns. It means we know to begin with he has to make up something. So the question would be, rather, according to the gears that we have, according to the Rabbanon, you can ask from either case, and according to Rabbi Yossi, you can only Dafka ask from Nezirus Mu'etes, from 30 days, because you're telling me that he still has to make up 30 days, as opposed to the Mishnah seems to be implying that he has to make up more than that.
What's the logic of making up 30 days? Because to me, the Nezirus of 100 days, only assuming for 30 days, and never 100 days. In the scenario, have 70 days.
The fact is, he was still not cutting his hair and not becoming Talmud Mitzvah.
Because he's partially kept
The Tosfos points out that, I mean, this whole concept of losing days because of this is basically only a knas that a bun. Technically, midaraisi, you wouldn't lose anything. Yeah.
Even though you're drinking wine.
It's only midarabanan, it's kind of same, yeah.
You wouldn't lose anything
midaraisi if you drank wine, no. I mean, you'd be chayav malchus if you did it for mezid, but if you did it for shogig, because you didn't know if you were a nazir, no. Midaraisi, nothing would happen.
But even
you get malchus, but you still wouldn't lose it.
He still kept his nerve with midaraisi.
No, that's the thing. He did violate it. But for sure, he did, right. So therefore, Midar Aisi wouldn't lose any of his Nezirus. It's only Midar Abam that he does, yeah. Right, yeah. Okay, the Gemara says, he boys tamer, interesting expression. Rabbi Yossi, he boys tamer Abam. Lost and lost in the Shona, I guess. He boys tamer Rabbi Yossi. You can say that our Mishnah is talking according to Rabbi Yossi. Can be Nezirus Merubah, can be Nezirus Mu'etes. It depends whether you're talking a long Nezirus or a short Nezirus. If it was a short Nezirus, in fact, I can make up 30 full days. That's what it means. And if it was a long Nezirus, then he always makes up 30 days. Sometimes it'll be equal to what he made the Nezirus in the first place, and sometimes it won't. Or you could say it goes according to the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, we say he has to make up everything, or everything that he was drinking wine during this time. Then don't say that it means that he continues from where he started to begin with. It means as of equal to the amount, equal to the amount from when he made the, from when he made the nether until now. Yeah. Yeah. Whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, then the Mishnah would be talking about Nezirus Merubah. So 30 days still count towards what he did. That's what he means. Money Mishash and Nadar. I mean, some of what he did from Mishash and Nadar attack counts towards the Nezirus, except for 30 days.
We're reversing this.
Okay, then we said Nishal HaChachamim V'Yitiru V'Chula, that if he asked the Chachamim and they were in fact Maserim, they told him you ruined a Nazir, then we say that, then what happened to the animal? Case of a Tir of the Eger, nothing happens, I don't have any Kedusha. And we had the argument between the Hillel and Beis Shammai about that. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Midi Beis Shammai Nishmer L'Beis Hillel. Based on what Beis Shammai is saying, the fact that they agree that in this case it's not considered even Hekdesh Toros, and therefore the animals are not Kaddish, based on that we can deduce what Beis Hillel would hold in a different case. Lav Ami Bishama Hektish Patos have a Hektish. Now let's consider. Usually Bishama say Hektish Patos is Hektish, but in this case, given the Glein Milsa de Lav Shafu knows their taste of a Tira Be'eder. But in this case, since it turns out that it was that it wasn't even a proper Nazirus, then therefore the animal has no Kedusha. By that logic, Labitilo Nami, Apagabda Ami, Tsmura Batos, have it Tsmura, let's reverse them. Bishilo concedes to Beis Shammai in a different case of Hektish Toes, the case that we talked about yesterday of Hektish Toes. If a person had, again, one animal which was a korban, and then he means to say this animal should be a tzmura for it, and instead it says this one, we say it's chal. Even Bishilo agrees that it's chal because he meant to make a tzmura. So there we have a case where Bishilo concedes to Beis Shammai in a case of Hektish Toes. By that logic, Afagab the Ami Tzmura b'Torah Habi Tzmura, even though they say that a Tzmura by mistake is still Tzmura, Hanimile Hecha the Iker Hektish. That only applies when the original Hektish still exists. Aval Hecha the Mitzaker Iker Hektish, but if the original Hektish were to be cancelled, meaning suppose that afterwards the guy goes to a Chacham and the Chacham tells him, actually, this animal which you thought the carbon wasn't to begin with, or maybe even according to Basilo, it could even be that he was actually Matur Nether for him in the regular way. Once that one goes away, it's after Nami Tzmura, then the Tzmura also goes away.
That's logical.
Well, that's actually the Rabbi Eger asked a big question on it. He says who? Maybe, in fact, Bitzilul would say there is a difference. Why is Rabbi Yirmiyah assuming that just because Beis Shammai agrees in this case of where there was no Nezirus in the first place, who says that Bitzilul would agree that in the flip side where the carbon was a carbon and just afterwards you were Matur Neder? Who says that Basilo would say that there's the same thing? Maybe they would say that there is, in fact, a distinction
on the basis of
that there should be a difference between whether there was no Nezirus in the first place, the case of our Mishnah, or the case where there was a carbon and then afterwards its status was cancelled, which would be Basilo's case. Rabbi Akiva leaves it Tzarechim. Later, Achronim talk about various possibilities. One of them is basically that we don't want to create a new Machlokes, the Shammai Basilo, where we don't know of one. Since we know that Beis Shammai said that in that case the Sibyl said Hektish Toes, that Hektish Toes is that Tzmura Toes rather is Tzmura, therefore we shouldn't assume that they would treat it any differently than their usual rule than what Beis Shammai would say would happen in this case once the original Kedusha was taken away. Then we said, Omamar, Yat Modim Shiva Kola Triasi Rihola. We said in the Mishnah that Basil says to Bishamek says to Basilo, don't you agree that you have a case of Hektish Toros in the case of Maisa Behemah? So speaking of that, the Gemara says, Itmar, the Meroyim had a discussion. When it comes to Maisa, Rab Nachman Omar Ta'usa Velay Kavanah. So Rab Nachman says all of this only works if it was a mistake that he called the 9th or the 11th one the 10th. Not if he did it deliberately. Whereas Rav Chisda and Rav Barapuna say no. Whether he made a mistake, but all the more so if he did it purposely. If we're saying that it works even if by mistake he called the 9th 110, how much more so if he deliberately called the 9th 110 should it be Kaddish? Because ultimately it depends on him.
So there's no
Taos
in this case?
No, certainly if it happens by Taos, it works. But even if it happens by Kavana, then it's also. Wait, the Gemara is going to discuss now how that relates to the Shammai and Basil's proof. Amr le Rav le Rav Nachman, v'didach the amit ta'usav le kavanasei, according to your svara, Rav Nachman, you say that in the case of Maisa Behema, the only way in which it works is based on a toast. It can't work for kavana. then in our Mishnah, the Kami Vishami and the Basil, you have to murder Bishiva Koto, Chi Asiru, Lasiri, Chi, Lakados Asiri, Shashloshin, the Kodashin, and the Ishtiku Basil. Now, Basil in our Mishnah is silent in the face of that argument. Now, they're not silent. They argue back that Maisa Behemoth is a special case. But how are they proving that? They're not saying, look, within the 9th and the 11th itself, it's not across the board, it's only Batos. They're dragging in the 8th and the 12th. And saying if the 8th and the 12th doesn't work, then you see it's b'chal not a general concept of hektish toros to exert a kosev in that case. But the fact that they have to bring in the 8th and the 12th to prove that, rather than being to prove it from the 9th or the 11th itself, lemur l'chayim. Why? Let Bitzilah say to Mishamai, ma'la ma'iser, shekein en kodesh v'kabana. How can you prove b'chal from ma'iser? Ma'iser must be an even more special case. Forget about the 8th and the 12th. Even in the 9th itself. The 9th will only be, there's no way to make the 9th Kodesh with having Kavanah. The only way you can do it is by making a mistake, according to Rav Nachman. How can that compare to the Kavanah of Nazirus? Were you able to, there can be a case of a mistake, like our Mishnah, where you thought you were a Nazir and it turns out you weren't, and there can be the Kavanah, where you thought you were a Nazir and you really are a Nazir. How is it comparable? Yes, but the reason why Bishamai does not, the reason why Bishilo does not answer that back to Bishamai, even according to Rav Nachman Svara, you could say like this, because Bishamai could then argue back. In that case, let's make a Kavachomer. Ma Meister she'ene Kodesh v'kavona Kodesh v'toz. If Meister, which according to Rav Nachman Svara cannot, the ninth one can't become Kodesh v'kavona, but it can become Kodesh based on a mistake. Hektish Kodesh v'kavona, Lakosh again. If hektish, therefore, you're able to make it hektish based on your intent, how much more so that you should be able to do it based on a toast. However, the loyhi, but actually, if had Beshama used that argument against Beisilo, then Beisilo would say that doesn't work. The hektish b'dai to demore, told me, because hektish, there's another exeris akosiv that says, the pasuk says by hektish, the ish ki yaktish is based on kodesh. If a man declares his house Kodesh. Now, obviously, it's not only men as opposed to women, but it means a man as in the sense of a person who has full knowledge of what they're doing. That's where that's the flaw where Bishamai learns, not Bishamai, Bishilo, learns the concept that Hektish for Torah is not Hektish, because then you don't have the V'ish. The Ish ki Yaktish is based on Kodesh. So that extra word, V'ish, teaches us that it has to be done with Kavana. So Bishilo would argue back that Hektish, as a matter of fact, yes, Hektish, you're right, according to Rav Nachman, in the case of the ninth or the 11th animal, it can become Meiser based on a mistake only. But that's an exception to the usual rule. Regular Hektish can only become Kodesh based on Kavanah, not based on a Torah. So the two things are nothing alike.
They're incompatible,
yeah. And therefore, the only way that Bishilo, therefore, Bishilo is forced to say to Bishamai that it comes out actually according to that answer if this last Velohi actually Tosfos explains the continuation of Rav Shimi Ba'ashi's statement, in which case what he comes out saying, in other words, is that actually Bishilo could have refuted Bishamai. So why didn't they? Instead, they bring the 8th and the 12th. So Tosfos says, okay, they had two possible things they could have said. They used just one of them. Sometimes that happens. You have two valid arguments that you can use, and instead of using one, you use a different one. Some of the Farshim learn, though, that actually the Velohi is actually the previous Amorah. Rava probably, or Rav Nachman, Rav Shimi Ba'ashi is really directing his statement to anybody. He's saying, Rav Shimi Ba'ashi, Haim Taima. So, Bapashtas, it's an answer to Rava. So in that case, it would be Rava answering Velohi that actually, no, there is that distinction, and therefore, this Kalvachomer that you're trying to make is not a valid Kalvachomer. And therefore, yes, Bishilo could not have used an argument and could not have used any kind of argument against Bishamai from the 9th to the 11th, and therefore they had no choice but to bring in the 8th and the 12th.
Because
we're saying then that because there is that distinction, because Meiser, because you can't make a Kavachomer from Meiser to Hektish. Meiser to Hektish.
Exactly.
Because there's two different things. Meiser is, according to Rav Nachman, is only the toes, and Hektish is only the kavanah. Yeah. Mishnah says, Mishan Nader B'Nazir, somebody made a Nader of Nazir, so Holach L'Havias Behemta, he goes to find an animal, to bring an animal for a korban, or Matash and Nignava, and then he finds it is stolen. Now, he's thinking to himself, you know what, if I had known that it was that it was going to be stolen, maybe I wouldn't have become a Nazir. Now I have the expense of buying a new animal. So it depends. Imachal and Nignava Behemta Nazir, if he made the Nader of Nazir before his animal was ever stolen, Harei the Nazir, then he's still a Nazir. What? Because that would be a case of Nola. We learned in Nedarim, in Poschim Nola, that you can't use Nola, you can't use something that happened unexpectedly as a basis for being Matir and Nader. He didn't expect, that nobody expects the thing to be stolen. So he didn't expect at the time of the Nazir that the animal would be stolen. Therefore, it's not a valid Pesach for the Nader. But if he made the Nazir after his animal was stolen, then that's another case of Hekdesh Tos. He would not have made a Nader of Nazir if he had known that the animal was already gone. Therefore, ain't a Nazir. Therefore, he's not a Nazir. What it means, he's not a Nazir, the Rambam learns it means he's B'chlal not a Nazir. He doesn't even need Atzaras L'Darim. Tosfos learns that he needs Atzaras L'Darim. The Chacham can use that as a Pesach, but he still needs to go to a Chacham.
So that's not like a Shammah.
No, obviously not. So we're talking according to Mitzvah. The Zutos ta Nacham Amadi Cholim Nazirim in Agola. This is the mistake that Nacham Amadi made when a bunch of Nazirim came up from the Gola. Gola usually means Babel. They came to do their Nazirus and bring their Kavanos. And what's the Beit Mikdash Chorav? And they found the Beit Mikdash was destroyed. Amar Lahem Nacham Amadi.
It's the middle of the 70 years.
No, this is the second Beit Mikdash. This is the second Beit Mikdash. What's so funny?
They go to the bring the Korbanos.
And they find there's no Beit Mikdash. So now they're going to be stuck as Nazirim forever. We'll talk about in the Gemara, So Nacham Amadi says to them, Nacham Amadi, we learned from Ksubas, was one of the Dayanim in Yerushalayim. If you had known that the Smithers was going to be destroyed before your Nazirus is finished, would you have made the Nazirus? Amr loy loy. They told him no. And so Nacham Amadi was not to them on that basis. But when the matter came to the attention of the Chachamim, Amru, they said no. That doesn't work. Because again, it's Nolan. Anybody who made a Nether of Nazirus before the Beis Mikdash was destroyed is nevertheless a Nazir, because that's Nolan. You can't use Nolan as a Pesach. If he made the Nazirus before the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, and then it was destroyed, that's Nolan. So you can't use that as a basis for being master of the Nether. But if a person made a Nether of Nazirus after the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, not knowing it had been destroyed yet, then ain't a Nazir, then it would be like the previous case where the animal was stolen, then he wouldn't be a Nazir. Either according to the Rambam, he wouldn't be a Nazir, but Chalal, or according to Tosfos, the Chachamim could be Matirim. Now, we learned in Nedarim this concept of Poschim Menolan, and we learned over there that it was actually a Machlokas Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rebbe Eliezer did hold Poschim Menolan. So why are we saying over here in our Mishnah that Nacham Amadi made a mistake, and nobody is coming to defend him? Amar Rabba. So Rabba says, Shatfu Rabbanan Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim, the other Chachamim overwhelmed Rabbi Eliezer with proofs, and they got him to agree to their Shitta. So therefore, by the time he changed his mind. Now, how do we know this? Because Rabbi Eliezer was living at the time of the Churban. We know the famous story in Gittin that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai pretended to be dead and had himself smuggled out of Yerushalayim in a coffin. Who carried him? Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Eliezer is alive at the time of the Churban, when this story happened. If he's still held by his opinion that Poskim were Nolad, then Nacham Amadi has somebody in his corner. And at the very least, the Mishnah shouldn't be called a Tos. The other Chachamim could tell him, fine, we don't hold that way, but you can't call it blatantly a Tos. The fact that it is shows that Rabbi Eliezer had already taken back his opinion. But we learn in a Mishnah in Nedarim, Poschim Menolad, you can use Nolad for a Pesach, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, but Chachamim Oisrim. Veh Amar Rava, and now Rava says, by the way, an interesting thing. Even though the Chachamim did say that you can't use the Nolad itself as a Pesach, so you can't say if you had known that this Mithras will be destroyed in the next 2 weeks when you have made the Nether, you can't use that. But you can use as a Pesach a Tnai of Nolad. What does that mean? Hechadami. Amri Lahoin, because we say, for example, to these people, Ilu Asa Inish, Amri Lahoin, the Chor of Beis Mikdash, Mihabri Nadutun. Suppose somebody had come to you and told you that the Beis Mikdash will be destroyed. Then would you have made the Nether? So you're not using the destruction itself. You're using, though, people could have come and convinced you, you know what, the Beis Mikdash might be destroyed and then you're going to be stuck. since we learned in Nedarim a general concept like that, that you can use as a Pesach, that yes, what if people had come and convinced you it's a bad idea to make this neder? And you say, you know what, if people had done that, I never would have made the neder. That's a valid Pesach for the neder. Yirmiyahu, we'll get to in a second, actually. But here we're talking about, forget about Yirmiyahu, plain people, regular people off the street, could have told you, you know what, you're taking a risk over here. You're making yourself a neder of nezirut. What happens if in the next 30 days the Beis HaMikdash gets destroyed? If the person says, you know what, if people had come to me with that, and Itaka wouldn't have done it, then fine. The Torah actually goes even further. The Torah says that what the Gemara means is that if people had come to you and lied to you and told you at the time you made the nezirut, the Beis HaMikdash is already destroyed, would you have made the neder? Then that's already considered Tanai Nola. That's already considered a valid enough Pesach for the neder.
That's
a little hard. It seems a little hard to say. And in fact, a number of Rishonim and Achronim disagree and say that's going too far. To have people say the Beis HaMikdash might be destroyed, that's one thing. To say that you can use as a Pesach the fact that somebody might have blatantly lied and say, that's how the Torah holds, anyway.
The Torah,
yeah. Amr of Yosef, I have voy hosam. Actually, Rav Yosef says, if I had been there, hava mina lahoy, then I would have told them. I would have told them. You know what? There is reason to know that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Now what do we mean? So Tosfos says basically, I would have told. Well, this is the little piece that I got for you. So Tosfos says, you know what? Rav Yosef is saying, I would have to begin with told those nazirim. Not to use as a Pesach or anything. I would have given them Musar. How could you, a guy, put yourself in such a situation when you could have known, based on a pasuk, that the second Beis HaMikdash is destined to be destroyed? The various other Mefarshim over here, Tosfos, the Rosh, etc., explain that now the Rabbi Yosef is saying, I would have told the Chachamim, you're arguing to Nachum Amadi that this is a case of Nolad, and therefore you shouldn't have been Matur Neder. It's not a case of Nolad. It could have been predicted in advance. Because the pasuk says, like he said in Yirmiyah, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem Hema. The context is that the Navi is criticizing the people who they say the Heichal of Hashem, the Heichal of Hashem, the Heichal of Hashem. That, now, what does it mean?
How long before?
This is a few years before the first Churban, but wait. The point is like this. Now, on the pasuk, okay, within the context of the pasuk, there's Rashi over there is quote from Targum Yonason that the triple Heichal Hashem refers to the fact that there's three things we do over there. We bring Karbonos, and we daven, and we see before Hashem, and each of those is three times a year, therefore the thrice repetition of Heichal. Rashi over here explains, rather, that it means, I mean, the context is the Navis, and don't think that just because you have the Beis HaMikdash it's not going to be destroyed. That's not how these things work. Rashi over here explains the pasuk that the Navi is saying that you have Nevi'im who swear by Heichal Hashem, who say, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, that there will be a first Beis HaMikdash and a second Beis HaMikdash that are both destined to be destroyed. So Rashi says over here, the first time is a Lashon Shavua. They swear by Heichal Hashem that there's yet going to be a first and a second Beis HaMikdash.
The third one
they're not talking about, because only the first and second will end up being destroyed. But that's the point. They're saying that the Tosfos rather learned that Tosfos and the Rosh both say that, no, all three Heichal Hashems are referring to the three Batei Mikdash. Basically, they're saying that the Rishayim of those times were saying, you're warning us that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, Heichal Hashem, big deal. Heichal Hashem will be a second one. Big deal, that'll be destroyed too. Fine, Heichal Hashem will be a third one, which will never be destroyed. So what are you hacking up the Chinese? Whatever the case, the point is, it was known in advance that there was going to be a second Beis HaMikdash and it was going to be destroyed. It refers to the first and second Beis HaMikdash. So it comes out from this Gemara that even in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, people who fought into it would have known that the second Beis HaMikdash is eventually going to be destroyed. So again, according to Tosfos, then Rabbi Yosef is saying, I would have told those Nazirim don't take the chance in the first place. And according to the Rosh, rather, he's telling them that I would have told the Chachamim it's not a matter of Nolad. It's something that could have been expected. So Gemara asks back, why? Nehidi Yadin Lahim Diyachlo. Fine. They knew the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. Miyadin Lahim Asai. They didn't know when. These Nazirim might well have thought that they'll finish their Nazirus before the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. They didn't know how long it's supposed to stand. Amar Abaye Halayadin Lahim Asai. Why? They didn't know the actual date. Well, clearly, the pasuk in Daniel, Shavuim Shivim Nechtach Alam Chaval Yukachecha. This is in the context is over there that Daniel is davening. There's several psukim from his tefillah that we say over and over in Slichas. The whole Va'ata Hashem Hakeinu Asher Etzeisa Hatei Elakayos Machal Shema. All that comes from his tefillah. Basically, what happens is he's very concerned over the fact that the building of the Sefer Beis Mikdash was started by Koresh's decree and then was stopped by Koresh or Achashverosh or whoever it was, and it's sitting there unfinished. So he got very concerned. What's going on over here? Is the Beis Mikdash not going to be rebuilt? So fine. Because the goyim mastered on them and claimed that they're going to rebel and they're going to establish an independent kingdom and all. So either Kodesh himself or Ahasuerus, whoever it was, whatever, stopped the building and it remained unfinished for 18 years until Daryavish, the son of Ahasuerus and Esther, was 2 years into his reign, and then the Nevi'im told them it's time to continue. It's 70. The first time that it's actually we learned this in Megillah. There were several overlapping periods of 70 years over there. There was a 70 year period from when Nebuchadnezzar conquered Eretz Yisrael. That 70 years expired with Kodesh's proclamation. But then, it was only 18 years after that that Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis Mikdash. So there was another 70-year period beginning 18 years later that ended with the actual continuation and the successful finishing of the building. During those 18 years, by the way, is when all the events of the Megillah happened. When it says in the Megillah by Yom Rahim during the 18 years between Kodesh's proclamation and the resumption of the building.
Oh.
That's why, for example, when Achashverosh made his party in the third year of his reign, one thing we learned from the Gemara Megillah is Achashverosh was celebrating. He figured the 70 years are over and the Jewish people haven't been redeemed from Galus, so therefore forget about it, it's never going to happen. Later on, when Haman, Yeshnei Amecha, he claimed that the Jewish people had gotten careless in Torah and Mitzvahs, one thing was, there were a lot of people, imagine, they thought the Gemara was here, and then it was taken away from them, you can imagine, it weakened a lot of people's Gemara. So Daniel is also very concerned about the situation. He's fasting and davening and all, until the Malach comes and explains to him the situation. The Malach explains to him basically like this. You have to count, the Malach tells him, from the Churban Bayis Rishon until the Churban Bayis Sheni, you have to count Shivim Shavuim, 70 weeks, a week meaning a Shmita, 70 Shmitas, 490 years. And the Malach goes into detail. There's going to be, first, the 70 years, 70 full years of Golos until the Beis Mikdash is going to be rebuilt, and then 420 years that the second Beis Mikdash is going to stand. It gives it actually in terms of numbers of Shmitas, not in terms of years, but whatever. The point is, the Pasuk is saying that there's 490 years from the first Churban to the second Churban. So Abaya is saying, what do you mean they didn't know the year that the Beis Mikdash is going to be destroyed? Based on that pasuk, they could have known. Once you know the year of the first Churban, count 490 years, and you know the year of the second Churban. So therefore, back to Rabbi Yosef's point. What private? It's in the pasuk in Daniel.
Right.
So that anybody who learned that pasuk in Daniel and understood it would have realized, not only like Rabbi Yosef is saying, they would have realized from the pasuk, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heima, that was going to be a second Beis Mikdash was going to be destroyed. They would have also realized from the pasuk in Daniel in what year it's going to take place. So again, it's not Nolan. Or, according to Tosfos, that the Nazirim should have known not to do their Nazirus. The answer is, the Gemara says, that's the point, and that's Rav Yosef's point. The answer is, Akati Miyadin Beheyoma. Fine, even according to that, would the Nazirim or the Chachamim have known what date it's going to be? The Nazirim might have made their Nazirus, not knowing that by the time their Nazirus expired, the Beis Mikdash will be destroyed. Yes, they knew it's going to be destroyed sometime in the year 3829. Since creation, which is 490 years since the first Korban. They wouldn't have known whether it's going to be in Tishrei or in Tevis or in Av or in Elul, which it was in Tisha B'Av, of course. But they couldn't have known that at the beginning. So therefore, you can still. So Rabbi Yosef's point was they shouldn't have taken the chance. But the point was, if we say that he's telling them you shouldn't have done it, then they could have answered him, we didn't know it was going to be destroyed before we're finished. We knew it was going to be destroyed this year, let's say, but not necessarily Dafka Tisha B'Av. And according to the Rosh's explanation, rather, the Chachamim would say, still considered Nolad, because you didn't know that it's going to happen before you finish your Nazirus.
But not what it was after the second Bissamayim.
Yeah.
And here's the second Bissamayim.
The Nevuah of Yirmiyah is from before the first Bissamayim. But he's saying, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heima, referring to the first and the second, and possibly the third. And the one from Daniel is between the first and the second Bissamayim. He's talking about how long it's going to be from the first Churban till the second Churban.
But the second
But the second Mishnah, they didn't know it's Chol, not
today. No, that's what we're saying over here. That's what we're saying over here. The second Mishnah, they knew, that based on the Pasuk and Daniel, they would have known to anticipate that 490 years, they didn't know the exact date, they didn't know Tisha B'Av, but they could have known, given that you can look at a calendar, given that you can look at Seder Adaritz or what have you, and find that the first Mishnah was Chol in the year 3338, then you know, count 420 years from that, you arrive at 3828 or 3829, according to the Rambam, whatever.
490 years is
70
cycles.
70, yeah. Okay. Mishnah says, suppose you have a bunch of people walking on the road, the echad bakaneg, then one person is coming in the opposite direction. We learned this also before. So Reuven says, I am a nazir, that's Yossel. The echad amah harini nazir, she'en zeplaini. Shimon says, I'm a nazir, that's not Yossel. Person number three, Levi, says, "Harini nazir she'echad mikam nazir. I'm a nazir that one of you, meaning but not both of you, are nazirim, because it's either Yossel or it's not. It can't be both." The fourth one says, "Harini nazir." The fourth one says, "She'ein echad mikam nazir. That one of you is not a nazir." Again, saying the same thing as the third one, but flipping it around. Again, if one of you is a nazir, the other one of you of necessity is not. Sheshnechem Nazirim. The fifth one says back to the first two people, I believe that both of you are Nazirim. Now, how could that be? Isn't one of them Lechorah wrong? Because he's saying, you guys are saying it based on a certainty. You're so certain it's Yossel. You're so certain it's not Yossel. Your certainty is enough, he feels, to make you a Nazir, even whether what you're saying is true or not. Well, that's according to Bishamah. That's, in fact, how it's going to work out. Shekulchem Nazirim. And then number six comes along and says, I believe that all five of you so far are Nazirim. I'll be a nazir, that all five of you are nazirin. Bet Shammai even called them nazirin, so Bet Shammai says, in fact, all six of them now will be nazirin. Again, it's a case of hektish toos. So yes, some of them it's based on a toos, because it either was Yossel or it wasn't. Nevertheless, Bet Shammai says hektish toos is hektish. Because that's the thing, because each one is saying, based on their certainty, of that is Yossel or it isn't Yossel, etc. So each one of them is declaring it based on a toes. Fine, but it's the same thing as the white ox and the black ox, etc. Vitzila says the only one who is another is the one whose words were not fulfilled. Now, we're not going to ask what he means, were not fulfilled. That seems backwards. But we'll get to that. Reb Taufenoima, ein echad mehem nazir, but Reb Taufen says actually not even one of them is a nazir, for reasons that we'll talk about in the Gemara, basically because Reb Taufen holds, which we've touched on before, that lo nitna nazirus ela lahafla. Reb Taufen holds that a neder of nazirus is only chal if it was a clear statement to begin with, not one based on possible conditions or not. Hafla means clearly stated. Meloshen kiyakli, when a person clearly states. Yachli literally means like separates, whatever. Like what he says is distinct. There's no equivocation in it.
Is that the halacha, by the way?
No, the halacha is not like the halacha is like this hill. Here, ki alachodav. Now, what happens if that person coming to the distance never actually came towards them close enough for them to distinguish who it is? Instead, he turned around and went away. What happens now? Ain't another. So now they're not nazirin. According to Bishil, anyway. According to Mitzil, anyway, they can't
be the right person.
Because now we can't know. So I was going to explain that Rabbi Yehuda holds, as we've learned before, that a person is not going to make himself a nazir misafik. Because making yourself a nazir misafik carries consequences. It means basically you're stuck. You're not going to be able to shave at the end of your nazirus because you'll be cutting off your payas. And you can't. You're not sure whether you're doing that and shave for a mitzvah or not. You can't bring your korbanos chulin ba'azara. So okay, according to the opinion that we had the other day of Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, you can, because shaving the whole head is only the Rabbanan, and Chulin Bazar is also only the Rabbanan, but if you don't hold like that, if you hold like the Chachamim, that both of them are Osir, that Hakafas HaRosh, even if you're shaving your whole head, is Daraisa, and Chulin Bazar is also Daraisa, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have a problem. So Rabbi Yehuda says, like Moch is Imish Nafshal Sveika, a person does not put himself into that status of Sufik. Therefore, he's not a Nazir. A no Nazir? Okay. So I mean, Tosfos says Shum Echad Min Hashnayim Rishonim. Neither one of the first two, and if neither one of the first two, then if neither one of the first two, then necessarily all the other ones fall away also. Which actually, that's the point. After all, it either was Yossel or it wasn't Yossel. So necessarily, one of them was stating a fact, but because of this one machas inish nafshalos sveika, because neither of them can know whether it was yosel or not, therefore neither of them is going to become a nazir. And once none of them is, then the other four, none of them become nazirim either. That's why the ein noy nazir v'lo shniyachin. Reb Shimon says no, a person might well put himself into such a suffix. Now, what does he do if he's a suffix nazir? Yoimah should say like this: im haya kidvarai, if it was true what I said, it was yosel, hayani nazir chayva, then I will be a nazir based on my obligation. And if not, then I'll be another voluntarily based on my declaration right now. And that way, no matter what, he'll be able to keep a term of Nazirus and be able to get out of it at the end. Okay. Says, what do you mean? According to the civil Mishal Loimus and Skyno Dronov, I have a Nazir. Why should the person whose words were not fulfilled be a Nazir? If he said, I'll be a Nazir that this is Yossel, and it turns out it wasn't Yossel, it was Shmerel, why should he be a Nazir? On Basilo. The Tzillo said, "Over Tzillo, I'm in another element. Shall loin is sky mudvarav." What do you mean, loin is sky mudvarav? Amar Rav Yehuda, Ema, you're right. You have to change the words of the Mishnah. Ema Mishnah is sky mudvarav. What the Mishnah means is that the Tzillo means the one whose words were fulfilled. The one that the guy comes and meets them, and it turns out to be Yossel. So whichever one said that it's Yossel, yeah. Abaya Amar, no. If you're going to Amar, what if you can have a case, for example, the person says, "I nami lav toinihu ehevei nazir." I havi, it says here, through this is the ehevei is one word. The person says, even if it's not that person, I'll be a nazir. Meaning, basically, there's two ways that the Mephoshim have to explain it over here, depending on whether you have the gear to Nami here or not. Either he's saying, you know what, he said, I'll be a nazir if that's Yossel. Then he says, you know what, I'll be a nazir, and I'll be a nazir regardless, whether it's Yossel or not. Wait. The other way of looking at it is he's saying, no, he changes his mind, and he says, I'll be a Nazir if it's not Yossel. And then first he says, I'll be a Nazir that is Yossel, and now he says, I'll be a Nazir that is not Yossel. Yeah. Umay loin eskayim v'dvarav. So what does it mean that his words were not fulfilled? It means loin eskayim v'dvarav v'rishonim el dvarav achronim. It means his first statement wasn't fulfilled, but his second statement was. The point that the Mishnah is telling us here is the concept that he can go back the Seich Kedibur. That if he goes back on his words, the Seich Kedibur, then we ignore the first thing that he said and focus on the second one. Or according to the Girsa, that with the Nami, is that the second one is able to add to the first one.
Did we discuss?
Not so much. Seich Kedibur, we talked about if he says something, we talked about Teshkid Adibur in connection with, if he says something equivocal of Nazirus, and then he adds the Teshkid Adibur, he adds conditions on it or some such thing. He was the other way around. He said condition A, and now for Teshkid Adibur, he's flipping it around to condition B. We're adding condition B, which wasn't implicit in the original one, and we're saying that we go according to the second lotion.
We had opinions that you cannot suggest
not by Nazirus, I don't think. No, we said there's certain other things that you can't, that Teshkid Adibur doesn't help, the Gadif and a couple of others, but I don't think we know. Yeah. So that's the point, according to this, is what Abaya is saying. The Mishnah is telling us, Derech Agav, this concept that changing your mind to Teshkid Adibur is effective in these kinds of cases. And the Mishnah said here, Tiel Acharav, the Rambam, by the way, has a slightly different understanding of this Gemara, and the Mishnah HaMelech has a long discussion about it. The Rambam seems to understand that the case in the Mishnah, for example, is when Reuben said, Harei Nazir Shezeh Ploini, on the contrary, he means, I'm so certain that this is not Ploini, that I'm willing to be a Nazir if what I'm saying is correct. And then when the Gemara says over here, again, he says, Inami Lav Ploini, again, it kind of fits with that, but he's saying, that first I said that I'm so certain it's not that guy, and now I'm certain it is that guy. And the Mishnah said, "Tir lachor of any nazir chula." That if the other person turned around and left, and we never found out who he was, then none of the six people are nazirim. So what does that mean? Time of Mishnah is tir lachor of. So that implies only because he turned around, then we passed them all from being nazirim. Ha also the chamon having nazir, which would imply if the person had shown up, and now we know whether it's yosel or not, then some of the people would be nazirim. The mani, we have to consider which tana is this like. The reason, by the way, why we have this weird arrangement of Tosfos over here is because the printers over here kind of messed up. They spread out the Mishnayos throughout the Perek as they usually are, but they put all the Tosfos on the Mishnayos at the beginning and then the Tosfos on all the Gemara at the end. Elam Rav Tarfon, if you're going to say our Mishnah is according to the last part of our Mishnah is according to Rav Tarfon, why? We have a nazir. Why is any of them a nazir? Given the B'shai did become nazir, why are they playing who he like? He didn't know at the time that he said the Nazirus whether it's Pliny, whether it's Yossel or not. So how could the Nazirus be Chal? Val Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rav Tarfon, ain't Echad Mehen Nazir, not one of them is Nazir, but Fishal and Nitin Nazirus El Afla. Because Nazirus only works with Afla, with a clear, unequivocal statement. So according to Rav Tarfon, forget about whether you're Tiyol Achorov or not. Even if a person came to us and we found out that it was Yossel, none of them would be Nazir. Because not Afla. Tursus points out, why does the Gemara, by the way, need to drag in a Braisa when we have an Omer Mishum Rav Tarfon said that? The reason is because he says because the Braisa spells it out more clearly. The Rav Tarfon's reasoning, Shalom Nitzan Nazirus El Afla, the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah just says, Ein Echad Mehen Nazir, without giving the reason. The Braisa spells out Rav Tarfon's reasoning. Ela, Rabbi Yehuda Dekrihu. No, rather, we have to say that our Mishnah is follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in the case of the stack of grain, which we've had before. The decree of the stack of grain, the pile of grain. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, we had this before in the Dorim and earlier in our Masechta. Harini Nazir, I'm an Ashiya, the Kriya has a Meya Kur. If somebody says, I'm a Nazir on condition that this stack of grain has 100 Kur in it, the Halacha Matzah Shenigna Vashalva, he goes to measure it and he finds that it was stolen or lost. Rav Shimon Oyster, Rav Shimon says he's Oster, meaning he is a Nazir, Misafet. Rav Yehuda Matzir, and then Rav Yehuda says he's Mutter, he's not a Nazir. Namely, Rav Shimon Sava came and dealing with the Nignav Duma Avabe Meir Kur. Rav Shimon figures if it wasn't stolen, it might well have had 100 Kur in it. But Havin Nazir, and in that case he would have been a Nazir. Hashanami, Havin Nazir. Therefore, now also he's a Nazir.
What's the point?
In other words, Rav Shimon holds, as we talked about before, that Machis Inish, Napshal Sfeika, a person may well agree to become a Nazir Misafet. Even though that creates a situation where then he might not be able to get out of it without declaring a conditional voluntary Nazirus, like we said in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon holds that a person is willing to take that chance. So therefore, in our Mishnah, that would be the same thing. V'hochanami, so the same thing in our Mishnah, given that he also come on via didn't deploy any havoi, since if this person had shown up, he wasn't here to Yalachod, he had actually come before us, via didn't deploy any havoi, and we knew that it was so-and-so, having Nazir, then Reuven and whoever else said that it was Yossel, would be Nazirim. Hashtanami, having Nazir, the same thing according to Rav Shimon, now also he's a Nazir, even though it's based on a suffix. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda would disagree with that. Just like by the Kri, Rabbi Yehuda says he's not a Nazir, because a person does not put himself in a situation of suffix like that. Because of the fact that Suffolk Nazirus is worse off in a way than Bade Nazirus. Bade Nazirus, you'll be able to shave and bring your korban. Suffolk Nazirus, you can. Therefore, the Beholder believes the person is never going to put himself in such a situation in the first place. In our Mishnah also, therefore, if you're Tia, Lachodov, then it becomes a matter of a Suffolk, then that disposes of the whole thing. Only if he came in front of us, and then we can be pushed at the Suffolk, only then is whoever said that I'll be a Nazir based on the fact that it's the Yossel will then be a Nazir.
Is it more a question of korban?
Shaving and korbanos. We said it's the two issues.
Same
Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara mentioned earlier in the Masechta that Rabbi Yehuda, there's the opinion that Rabbi Yehuda quotes in the name of Rav Tarfon about the Nazirus al Afla. He himself holds that yes, you can make a Nazirus based on a Tanai, but it has to be that you know for certain whether the Tanai is fulfilled or not. Like in the case, so in the case of the Kri, that you actually go and measure it and find that it either has 100 Sar or it doesn't. 100 Kur or not. In our Mishnah, it either is Yossel or it's not. Not that he turns away, not that the Kri gets stolen and you never find out who it was or how much it was. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the difference. Rav Tarfon would say even if you found that it was Yossel, you're still not a Nazir. Because then Nitzan Nazirus al Afla. Only if right now Yossel was standing in front of you and you say, this is Yossel, I'm a Nazir based on the fact that this is Yossel, okay, well then obviously you're a Nazir, that's a flaw. But if you weren't certain at the time you said it, whether it's Yossel or not, then nothing happened. Same thing with the Kri. Rabbi Yehuda himself would say, there's three different opinions here. We have, within the Sillel, by the way, this is leaving aside the Shammai. You have Rabbi Tarfon, who says that anything based on a condition is never Nazirus, because when it's Nazirus, Allah's law. They have Rabbi Yehuda says, only if you're able to find out whether the condition is true or false, so no equivocal situation. And Rabbi Shimon says, even if it turns out that it's equivocal, even if you never find out what the true situation was.